We hear today about bishops and deacons, about how they're supposed to act, what they're supposed to do. And we know, kind of is fashionable in our day, to be very, especially if you're around the evil world of social media, that it's very fashionable to attack clergymen, bishops especially, even the Pope. That's kind of seen as this thing that's great to do now, is just like attack bishops. And there's a certain sense in which, yes, bishops, like St. Paul says, are called to a noble task. It's a very important task. But when we look at how bishops, priests, and deacons fit into our context of our own faith, the most important fact isn't how the bishops, priests, and deacons are, although that's very important, and it's important for us to encourage them, but it's the fact that they are. That's one of the very characteristics of what it means to have our Catholic faith, that Jesus could have designed his church in any way he wanted, and he decided to choose 12 apostles, and after those apostles, to have successors in order that we could have the church spread throughout the world. The fact that one bishop's a saint and the other bishop's a sinner, that's less important than the fact that we have bishops. And if you look at the Catholic Church, it's so easy to target it because it's so visible, right? There's a guy who's in charge of a place with a very specific job to do. And sometimes he does it really well, sometimes he does it very poorly, and you can attack it very well. There's institutions with the word Catholic right on the front. If you go up on North Washington, you see there's a bunch of giant churches there. And one of the kind of funny things is a lot of times what the church is named right now, you can see the name that the church used to be named when it was first built. Those things can change all the time. Cathedral is never going to be, you know, Risen Christ Christian Community. It's the Catholic Cathedral of Bismarck. That we know who we are because God gave us visible men to run visible churches and visible institutions. In Bismarck, too, we have a Catholic university, we have a Catholic hospital, we have a Catholic school system. Those aren't just like Catholic-branded versions of everything else is around. Those things came from the Catholic Church. We invented the university system. We made the hospital system the way it is today. We've educated kids for 1,200 years longer than public education has been around. We are proud, rightly, as Catholics, that we have a visible church, that we are an institution, that we have men that run it. And because men run it, it's imperfect on the institutional level. The church as the bride of Christ is perfect, of course, but it's imperfect sinners inspired by the Holy Spirit to do his work, to spread the message of what we hear in the gospel, of a great prophet has arisen in our midst, to send out to the whole world the Catholic faith. That's what the word Catholic means, universal. The whole world is called to be Catholic. And so to do that, Christ, whether he was smart in doing it or not, has entrusted it to imperfect men. And that's the way it will be until the end of time. So we don't need to be ashamed of our Catholic faith when we see people failing. We pray for them, especially today, pray for your bishops, priests, and deacons. But we don't need to be ashamed that we're visible. We should be proud of the fact that we're fulfilling Christ's command to go baptize all nations and to take care of those who are sick, who need education, all those things. And to be proud of the fact that we're a church that has bishops, priests, and deacons, visible leaders. And finally, we hear about deacons. It's just important to be grateful, as I am very personally grateful, for our deacons at this parish. It's so beautiful to be a priest in a place where the deacons are so generous. Deacon Randy's always in there setting up for Mass. No one really thanks him. No one, you know, says, attaboy, he doesn't get paid for it. Deacon Tony and Deacon Brent, and they just make this parish a much better place. So I want to thank the deacons, especially today, for assisting in that mission that we as bishops and priests have.